Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, February 9th. Currently, with a few clouds, it's 33 degrees. The humidity is 85%. The wind speed is north at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.83, and the dew point is 29 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A young child has died days after a crash in Kansas City. Brandon Dixon reports.
A 7-year-old passed away Thursday following a wreck Monday afternoon at 23rd Street Trafficway and Stark. Police say the driver of an SUV ran off the road and overcorrected, causing it to slide across the center median where a pickup hit it on the passenger's side. The driver and juvenile passenger of the SUV were transported initially in critical condition. The driver of the truck was taken to a local hospital in critical condition. I'm Brandon Dixon.
A music festival won't be happening in Wichita this summer. The Sedgwick County Board of Commissioners denied the bid for the Dam Jam Music Festival to be held at Lake Afton this summer. There were concerns over the resources needed to put on the festival and whether the acts would be family friendly. The Dam Jam was scheduled to take place from July 18th through 20th. It's a big weekend for football fans. The Chiefs and 49ers kick off in the Super Bowl Sunday at 5:30. This is Kansas Information Network News.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. If there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around. And I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never just wanting to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Kelly recently signed Senate Bill 15, which is bipartisan legislation that facilitates employment opportunities for Kansans with disabilities. Governor Kelly said Kansans with disabilities deserve a fair wage for the work they perform, so she's signing this bipartisan legislation to create more opportunities for people with disabilities, grow Kansas's workforce, and ensure every Kansan can work with dignity and respect. SB 15 creates the Disability Employment Act, which expands an income tax credit for goods and services purchased from qualified businesses that employ disabled workers, and that pay workers at least a minimum wage. The bill also creates the Sheltered Workshop Transition Grant Program, which is a matching grant program that transitions employers away from a federal policy that allows them to pay Kansans with disabilities less than the minimum wage. And businesses that pay Kansans with disabilities less than minimum wage are not eligible for the Disability Employment Act tax credit. Kansas Representative Sean Tarwater stated that by incentivizing businesses that purchase products from companies with integrated workforces, they're creating more jobs for Kansans with disabilities, and this bill also helps those that make below minimum wage to get a pay increase. The act also eliminates the minimum work hour requirement for Kansans with disabilities to qualify for health insurance coverage. In Kansas, Senate Bill 142 aims to boost punishment for drivers ignoring the move over law. Under current law, drivers are required to move over or slow down when they see law enforcement or emergency responders with their lights flashing on the side of the road. And if they don't, they only get a warning. They don't get a ticket. However, a proposed bill would change that. National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund data shows 40 officers across the country died in vehicle crashes in 2022, with 16 of those officers hit while standing outside of their cars. And Kansas troopers report that many of the crashes involving law enforcement officers are preventable. The bill would increase punishment for Kansas drivers who do not move over or slow down for emergency vehicles that are stopped on the side of the road. And if passed, it would fine drivers $400. If they cause a crash that injures law enforcement officers, firefighters, or EMS workers, they could be charged with a felony and face a $1,000 fine, and that fine would jump up to $7,500 if a first responder is killed. The bill has been passed by the Senate Transportation Committee and now heads to the full Senate. Governor Kelly announced that the Kansas Education Enrichment Program, or KEEP, has awarded all available funds and the program is no longer accepting applications, though the program will remain open for claims submissions as beneficiaries have 1 year after their award date to use the funds. Nearly 50,000 Kansas students have been awarded funds all across 105 Kansas counties. Launched in February 2023, KEEP provides qualifying parents and guardians with a $1,000 award per student to pay for educational goods and services, such as tutoring, school supplies, camp, and music lessons. The Kansas Office of Recovery partners with Merit International Incorporated to implement KEEP, and program administrators understand the importance of equitable distribution of available resources and remains committed to supporting the educational enrichment of Kansas students. People will be cheering the Kansas City Chiefs on to victory and celebrating before, during, and after Super Bowl this Sunday, February 11th. Those celebrations should never put lives on the line with motorists driving impaired. The Kansas Department of Transportation and the Drive to Zero Coalition remind everyone to make a game plan in advance for safe rides home. Gary Herman, the Kansas Department of Transportation Behavioral Safety Manager, said it will be exciting to watch the Chiefs, but don't let that enthusiasm affect safety. If someone you know tries to drive impaired, help them get home another way. The Fans Don't Let Fans Drive Drunk Safety Media and Enforcement Campaign is designed to protect the traveling public. It started February 8th and will run through this Sunday, February the 11th. Kansas law enforcement agencies statewide will be focused on detecting, arresting, and removing impaired drivers from the road. Preliminary data shows 59 people died and more than 1,000 people were injured in alcohol-related crashes in Kansas in 2023. The Kansas Department of Transportation has drawn up some life-saving plays for fans for Super Bowl season that include that if you plan to drink, stay at home or have an advance plan to get home safe. Designate a sober driver in advance, someone who will not drink at all. Call a sober friend or relative to drive you. Use a ride-share program. And take impaired drivers' keys if they insist on driving. For more information and resources, you can visit nhtsa.gov. In Nebraska news, according to the Gosper County Sheriff's Office, one person was found dead following a house fire at Johnson Lake on Wednesday afternoon. The sheriff reported that they responded just after 4 p.m. to Lakeside Trailer Court for a welfare check, and once there, they discovered a home had recently been involved in a fire. And when the sheriff went inside, he said he found a deceased adult male. The Gosper County Attorney's Office has ordered an autopsy to be conducted, and the sheriff's office said the man's name will be released pending next of kin. The Nebraska State Fire Marshal's office is investigating the fire. Authorities are releasing more information about an incident in which a woman shot a Kearney police officer while in a hospital emergency room. According to a news release, officers responded to a check welfare call for 32-year-old Alicia Martinez on Friday night, and after an ambulance transferred her to a hospital, police said that she was uncooperative and combative with officers. The news release said Martinez was handcuffed when she grabbed an officer's holstered gun, and the officer responded with weapon retention training. Martinez was able to fire one shot, injuring the officer's leg, while the gun remained in the holster. The officer is a 16-year veteran of the Kearney Police Department and was treated and released from the hospital. Another officer, who has been with the Kearney Police Department for more than 2 years, was also on site. The sheriff's office said it isn't releasing the officers' names at this stage of the investigation. According to the release, the investigation will continue with review of body camera footage, security video footage, and interviews. Kearney police have previously said Martinez might have been experiencing a mental health crisis, and the Buffalo County Sheriff's Office reported that she is currently being lodged in the Buffalo County Jail on a second-degree assault charge. The Nebraska State Patrol reported that a Beatrice man was arrested Wednesday after a crash in rural Gage County. At around 4:30 p.m., a trooper on patrol in Cortland saw a Jeep Cherokee speeding on Highway 77, and as the trooper tried to pull the Jeep over, the driver, 23-year-old Michael Flowers, made a U-turn, and the Jeep then hit a Cadillac DTS that was turning north from a driveway. According to the patrol, Flowers, a passenger in the Jeep, and the driver of the Cadillac suffered minor injuries. They were all taken to a Lincoln hospital and have since been released. After the crash, the patrol said it learned that Flowers had been driving recklessly north of Cortland, and he was arrested on suspicion of several charges, including second offense DUI and willful reckless driving. An investigation is ongoing. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Boys head basketball coach Doug Rusink to update on the team and their game tonight in Smith Center.
I'm here with head basketball coach Doug Rusink. Coach, it's been a busy 5 days for you, three games for you. And let's start off last Friday when you played the Plainville team and you win that game. What did you feel that you did well in that game with?
Well, we honestly felt like that was going to be a tough one going in, and I thought our kids played well on both ends of the floor. And you know, we shot it well early, and shots go in, you know, things are a lot easier for us, and we executed and made shots, and we got a lead and hung on to it, and, you know, got some good rotations going, and so it was a really good win for us.
Were you able to get a lot of guys off the bench?
Well, toward the end of the game we were able to, but, you know, through the major part of the game we played with our seven guys, but, you know, there was opportunity later in the game for some of those guys to get some time.
Then on Monday, you played Oakley team and won that one also. And how did you felt that you guys did on Monday?
Again, I felt like, you know, sometimes those are games we're supposed to win, you know, and you're kind of a little bit wary of going in there. But I thought our kids responded really well. And, again, we shot the ball well early and, you know, kind of got us sparked and played with a lot of energy on defense and got a lead and did some really nice things. So, later in the game, I wasn't real pleased with how we were defensively. We were kind of letting them get to the rim, you know, off the dribble. But, you know, we had a pretty big lead at that point, and, you know, kids weren't reacting probably like they should have. But, again, we got to play a lot of guys, and I thought we really played well. And, we got done what we needed to get done for the win.
On Tuesday that you host the Oberlin Red Devils, and, again, another win for you there. What was that like?
Well, we didn't play very well in this one. Honestly, of the three games, they're probably the weakest team. And, you know, in the other two games, we came out and made shots. And in this one, we did not make shots. And I thought our kids let that bother how they responded on both ends of the floor. We didn't execute offensively. We had no movement offensively, no cutters offensively, and forced some shots offensively. And defensively, we were just kind of scrambling and not communicating and just wasn't a very good outing. And, you know, we've had some sickness, and we had a starter out. And, you know, there's a lot of excuses we can make, but, you know, that's all beside the point. We just didn't play very well. You know, whether it's 3-5, three games in 5 days, or whatever it was, you know, we got to be mentally tougher than that. I mean, that's the biggest key, especially some of our young kids. They got to be tougher than that. When they don't make shots, they got to find other ways to score or make it up somewhere else on the defensively or on the boards, and they just didn't do that.
Now, talking about the younger kids, has the junior varsity been able to get some games in?
Yeah, they lost a really close one to Plainville, and they won the other two, and with some pretty nice wins there. So, you know, they're playing well. You know, some of those young kids are really playing well, and it's good to see. And we didn't play some of our kids on Tuesday because they only played a half. So, you know, it was good. Those kids are playing well. You know, the key is, can they keep getting better? And that's our goal with them.
Now it's Friday. You have a game Friday. Smith Center. I forgot that. But at Smith Center, and Smith Center is playing well?
Yeah, they're playing really well. They beat Phillipsburg about a week and a half ago, and they won again this week, and they've had some wins under their belt. They got some pretty good kids, you know, some kids that have played, you know, for a while, and they've got some young kids that aren't bad, and so they'll do some things that will be tough for us probably to respond to. So it'll be a tough game over there. I'm pretty sure of that. And if we don't come out and execute offensively, make some shots, and get after them defensively, it'll be a really tough game there.
I know it's kind of soon, but as the state of the team, are there's a lot of people getting over the sickness?
Well, not yet. You know, we'll see. By the time we get to Smith Center, maybe we'll have gotten through it. But just the fact that we've had a lot of games, and no really good practices with kids being gone, it's kind of hard to get better doing all that. But hopefully we can get through this and kind of make some strides here down the stretch of the season.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you best of luck when you travel to Smith Center, take on the Redmen. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Mullen.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Rusink, and good luck to the boys' basketball team tonight against Smith Center. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having chicken and noodles, whipped potatoes, lima beans, strawberry fruit cup, cookie, and milk. And for Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be breaded beef patty, fruit, and milk. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today: there is a 20% chance of showers after 2 p.m. with increasing clouds and a high near 47, with a northwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a slight chance of rain mixing with snow after 9 p.m., then gradually ending. Also, some patchy freezing fog after 1 a.m. Should be mostly cloudy tonight, then gradually becoming clear with the low around 25. On Saturday, patchy freezing fog before 7 a.m., should be mostly cloudy with the high near 42. On Saturday night, there's a chance of rain before 10 p.m., then a chance of rain and snow between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m., and then a chance of snow after 1 a.m. It should be cloudy Saturday night with a low around 26. On Sunday, there's a 30% chance of snow before 7 a.m., otherwise it'll be partly sunny with the high near 42, and on Sunday night, mostly clear with the low around 23. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday it should be sunny with a high near 51. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 54. On Wednesday, sunny with a high near 53. And on Thursday, sunny with a high near 50. Currently, with a few clouds, it is 33 degrees. The humidity is 85%. The wind speed is north at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.83, and the dew point is 29 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurrent leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union. For everything they do for you.
This February, get a sweetheart of a deal on an auto loan at United Northwest Federal Credit Union with 5.25% APR on a 2018 or newer vehicle loan. Qualifying members may enroll in any of our loan add-on products and lower that APR even more. Purchase money loans only and other terms and conditions may apply. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. Contact one of our friendly loan officers for more information. This deal is only valid February 1st through February 28th, so hurry in. UNW FCU is an equal housing lender and federally insured by NCUA.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Patrick Mahomes has been Andy Reid's starting quarterback for now 6 seasons, and over that period of time, Mahomes has been able to start to predict where plays are supposed to go.
I think the biggest thing for me, especially now, is when he calls a play, I know what he's thinking and kind of who he thinks the ball's going to go to, and it might be different than practice, or it might be different than what we've worked on throughout the year, but based off the game that the defense is playing and the play that he calls, I have a good understanding of what he's thinking and who he thinks the ball's going to.
Mahomes now says he has a better admiration for what the Patriots dynasty was able to do under Tom Brady.
I was actually talking to Travis about this. I have a greater appreciation for what they did for so long. I mean, just to be able to come back and to be in this many Super Bowls that they were in, and to continue to get every team's best shot and continue to just get better and better and win more and more. It's tough. It's hard. And I think I have a greater appreciation for what they did as an organization, Tom as a leader of that team and all the other leaders that they have, to continue to stay on top of their game and get better and better every single year.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
The hardest working tractor is always the easiest to work with. Prairie Land Partners offers over 200 hard working attachments to accompany your John Deere compact utility tractor. From pallet forks, backhoes, box blades, rotary mowers and tillers to rear blades, they have the attachments to tackle the jobs that you and your property demand. Stop by any Prairie Land Partners location or visit them online to learn more.
Delivering the right solution.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic would like to remind you that you have the power to protect yourself from heart disease. Making preventative appointments with your primary care provider is the best step in keeping your heart health in check. Small, heart-healthy actions like adding more movement to your day or choosing healthy foods can have a big impact on protecting your heart as well. Start today. Your heart will thank you tomorrow.
Super Bowl Sunday. Oh, be caller number 3 for your chance to win a Super Bowl party for 10. Call now.
On Super Bowl Sunday.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. A little rain and snow possible for the upcoming weekend. We have low pressure headed in from the central Rockies. Looks like our best chances will be in the western and southwestern counties for a change. We might get a few rain showers in our north central counties early this morning through midday, but overall we'll stay pretty dry through much of the day. Low pressure is over the Intermountain States and the central Rockies, and that's headed our way. Cooler in the northern counties today, north of a stationary front that's over central Kansas. Another well above average day in the southern counties will be in the 60s. That front will start moving during the overnight hours. The best precipitation chances in the southwestern counties, that'll be happening late Saturday into Sunday, likely a rain-snow mix. Big cool down starting tomorrow. Highs will be back in the 30s and 40s and even cooler on Sunday. This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network.
As we look at the early calls this morning, first off on the livestock side, one of the things that we did see, deliveries, 16 deliveries against the contracts that took place Wednesday night. But those were taken none last night, but it definitely put a charge in the market. Still anticipating a higher cash trade as well. Haven't seen very little activity in the southern and in the northern plains. Now, on the grain side, it was a lower market in the overnight trade. Weakness across the board. Hardware grain or wheat futures down 5 in the overnight markets. Corn down 3. Soybeans were down 10. The WASD reports yesterday really affected the soybean complex the most, and it looks like continuing in the overnight market trade. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.